a long day, a tough day, an unexpected day considering the toss of the coin earlier on.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it was always going to be hard work today. We knew how the wicket was going to end up. But yeah, obviously would have liked to have made a little bit more of an inroad early on with what was on offer, but there wasn't a lot. But yeah, we got that early breakthrough, but just couldn't quite get another one. But I think all in all, it's not a bad day. One extra wicket to us and a few less runs at the end would have been nice, but not too bad.
We talked to Charlie Wakeham about what he thought of the pitch. He thought it was a bit slow and it was hard to score, but kind of hard to get out once you got in. Did you feel similar as a bowler?
Yeah, definitely. I think it showed that from the word go. It didn't have a lot of pace in it and it was very slow, which does make it hard to get those early wickets. They can watch the ball a bit better, and he's definitely right. Once you get in, I think, yeah, no, he's the perfect example that did very hard to get out. So, yeah, I think, yeah, it's going to rely a lot on tomorrow morning, how we start the first hour. I don't know, it's very cliche, but that's where we're going to need to go. If, yeah, we're going to get into this game and get a little bit of momentum back tomorrow morning. It's about taking a few early wickets. They got a long batting lineup, so yeah, we're going to have to work hard, toil hard, and yeah, break these two up and see where we go.
So you get put in for this game, but you don't get to play at the MCG. Scotty gets this rest and then gets to play on the Green Monster.
Yeah, that's all right, I guess. Yeah, no, I'll have to get into him when I see him next. But yeah, it's all right. It's good. Yeah, it's obviously the wicket wasn't quite as we would have liked in the end, but yeah, like I said, tomorrow's a new day and we start well, get back into this game and just go from there.
Was it strange playing against your old team but bowling for your old team? Was it weird for you today?
Probably not as weird as it was when I played for Tassie against Victoria. I think, only being down there for a few years was a bit easier, I think. Probably, yeah, me and Caleb are very good mates. So, yeah, it was pretty funny, yeah, running into bowling to him and getting him out. Yeah, at lunch, felt a bit sorry for him. But, very happy, obviously, just to get that wicket. I think that was the big one, just getting the wicket against them and just settling back into it. It obviously helped a lot. But, it was a little bit weird. A lot of my close friends, so it's good to see him at least.
And just finally, Bruce was talking about it upstairs. You're bowling well, like really well, like you haven't missed a beat.
I think I've been saying it to obviously the coaches and the boys here. I guess something I haven't had over the years is those times to rest, whereas now I'm getting that and, you know, you're getting the rest of the body a bit, and then when you go, you can go. And, I'm definitely seeing the benefit of that. I definitely need it. I'm a lot older than I used to be, but I'm enjoying it. I think those extended rests are helping freshen me up, and I can just be ready to go whenever. And at the moment, come in for Scotty, and just hopefully I can do a roll and give it all, and then rest up after this one. So, enjoying it.
You'll be doing this for 5 years. Pete, thanks very much. Good luck tomorrow morning, and there's still 3 days to go, so a lot of cricket to be had.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go.
Peter Siddle joining us down.